Hi, I'm John Mullally, and I'm a program manager in the Windows Store team. When we set out to build the Windows Store for developers, we wanted to provide data to you to help you decide how to market your app, as well as how to improve your app over time. Let's take a look into how using the analytics reports from the Windows Store dashboard can help you make customer-focused decisions about your app. Starting from the Windows Store dashboard, we can see the tile for my app in the market. You can see right up front the number of downloads my app has, the average star rating users are rating with my app, and the amount of money earned so far by my app. To dive into the different analytics views, I can click on Reports. This will bring up the app summary page. This provides at a glance a view of the four key areas of information about my app: how many users are acquiring my app, how users are rating my app, information on the common crashes my app is experiencing, and how much money my app is making. Today, we will focus on the adoption and ratings reports. I'd like to know more about who is downloading my app, so I will click on Adoption in the left nav. Now I can see how many people are looking at my app listing page and how many people are then compelled to download and finally purchase my app. I specifically want to see how many downloads my app is getting, so I can click the Downloads in the left nav bar. Now I can see the download rates over time with my app versions overlaid, so I can see any changes my next version might have brought. I can also get some interesting demographic data about my users, such as their age and gender, as well as what country catalog they acquired my app from. For all the charts on the page, I can alter the filter criteria so that I can get a better set of the details for a set of users. For example, here I can look at the download details for just the country of China. Select the country of China and press Apply. Now I can see all the charts relevant to just downloaded users in China. If I want to go back to a state where I can see the data without any additional filters apply, then I can simply click Reset. Next, I would like to look at the usage of my app. Usage numbers show the average amount of time users are spending within the app during the day. I can see the version overlays, and then I can see that over time, my app is getting used by more users throughout the day. I can also change the time frames of which I would like to see this data for, as well as filter by specific form factors of PCs. Next, I want to look at the ratings my app is getting in the different market catalogs where I'm distributing my app. To take a look at my app's ratings, we will go to the ratings page. To view my ratings for a specific market, I select a market from the market drop-down. My app hasn't been available in the store long, so I don't have ratings and reviews in every market, but I do have some in the United States. This is useful as it provides a single place where I can see what users are saying about my app in all of the different markets I distribute my app to. Here you can see that I have several 5-star ratings and one 1-star rating due to a data loss issue. I can use this information now to help me find a bug in my app and submit an update. With the analytics experience in the Windows Store dashboard, we built the system so that you will be able to glean valuable insights into your users and help you understand what to do next with your app.